All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Alfredo Patron. I'm Vice President of Business Development for TeamViewer. I guess just first want to check how many of you know or use TeamViewer. In the back. All right, you two don't count. All right, well, great. So what I want to do today is show you just a handful of slides and then go straight to demos. I want to talk about how through TeamViewer you can enable your digital transformation or accelerate it. I want to talk about a new product as well that we just launched. And as I said, just go big on demos. So I think first, as you know, Bill, these couple of days has been a lot about innovation for developers, customers, and partners that Microsoft is bringing. And we certainly have been a very strong partner for Microsoft, and we leverage a lot of those innovations, which I want to represent in this slide. So just quickly here, worth calling out on the Windows side, we were one of the first to have a universal UWP app, and we've heavily invested on it. And so far, we're in the top 10 most downloaded apps. We have very good feedback, and we leverage things like Continuum and Cortana. So if you're a tech professional, you can connect your Windows 10 mobile device and use a bigger screen. Or through Cortana, you can use speech and voice commands to trigger TeamViewer sessions and connections. Next, on the Intune side, if you don't know, Intune is a mobile device management platform. And basically, for small, medium, and big enterprises to have device management policy and infrastructure. So with TeamViewer, we're integrated into Intune. And that means that customers of Intune, when they need to remote into a managed Windows device, TeamViewer powers that. And we made it seamless. So with one click, you within the TeamViewer environment, you don't need to, within the Intune environment, you can trigger TeamViewer and connect to that device. Later this month, we're going to enable Android access, so you can also support Android devices. And as I said, it's very easy to use. Next, we just launched this month a meeting solution that I'm going to show you. It's called Bliss. You can get it for free at bliss.com. And basically, we wanted to take a new approach to meetings where we make it very easy to use. You don't need a sign-on or credentials or be part of some kind of back-end infrastructure. You can just pretty much use the app and get it going. I'll show it to you. One of the things we use from Microsoft is we had a Windows 32 app, and we wanted to convert it to UWP. So we used Desktop Bridge, which basically allowed us in a day or two to convert that app to a UWP app and get the advantages of being the Windows Store. So therefore, we get the distribution benefit. And for an IT manager or a consumer, it just gives you the ability to manage a very easy way all your apps, your licenses, et cetera. So Desktop Bridge is something that, as I said, we leveraged. And lastly, on the Azure side, so we're a globally based service, and we have customers all over the world. So that means we need a top cloud provider to make sure customers always have our service up and running in the most secure and scalable way. And part of that is leveraging Azure. Bliss, the service I mentioned, a big part of it runs on Azure as well. So that's been good for us. So some key facts on TeamViewer, again, for the hands that don't know us. We've been in the market about 10 years. We're a German-based company. We started in the business of remote access and control of devices, any device. So it can be from a PC, a server, a smartphone, a tablet, and scaling all the way to augmented reality glasses, Internet of Things devices, as new categories emerge. We have about 1.3 billion installations. And any moment in time, there are about 30 million connected devices using our network. So right now, there's 30 million TeamViewer sessions using our cloud network, providing support and assistance. We have a freemium model. So for personal use, it's free. And I encourage you to check it out. And for businesses, there is a very competitive commercial model. And we support all major operating systems and device form factors. So with that, my last slide before I jump to demos is, how do we get used today? What are our use cases and what are the problems we solve in the marketplace? The first and foremost is remote support. So businesses today have a big need, especially with a mobile workforce, to be able to support their employees wherever they are, whether it's a simple issue or a complex issue, whether it's a device or an app, have a technology that right there remotely connect to that device, take over, fix the issue, and get out. That's what we do. As I said, we're freemium, so we have a lot of use cases where son helping mom or the other way, because you know now everybody's is moving around, so that's another big use case. Remote administration, as I mentioned, especially companies that have data farms and data servers or just mobile workforce all over the place. Monitoring services, mobile connectivity, as I mentioned, we scale across all devices. Home office is a very popular use. So in the, you know, there's still a lot of VPN usage, but this is an alternative. So you don't know, you can also connect to your office at home, from home, or to, you know, maybe a data cube, you need to pull some data. So you can use TeamViewer for that, and it's all highly encrypted. Collaboration, I'll show you our new meeting solution that allows you to do this in a very simple way. And an Internet of Things. So this category that is growing more and more now with the need to, let's say, manage point of sale devices or agricultural devices or sensors, we've scaled down our technology that you can get to a very minimal hardware footprint, run the TeamViewer component on it, and be able to remote and provide assistance. So IoT, Internet of Things, is an area of investment for us. And lastly, training and guidance. So TeamViewer is also used to, for example, we have customers that are getting in the area of augmented reality glasses. So when you deploy these glasses, the first thing is how do you train people? So now with TeamViewer, you can remote into that glass and show people from a distance where to click, how to use gestures to interact with those glasses. So let me move to demos now. So the first thing I wanted to show you is our new meeting solution. So this is Bliss. This is a UWP app. As I said, on the left, very easy to use. Here you can start meetings and you can do three things, share a screen, video call, or a call, or you can join a meeting. You just put a meeting ID. This is my meeting ID that I can use for any meeting, and I can just people how to connect. Contacts, so the nice thing here is ingest all your contacts from your phone or your device. You don't have to manually put them in. A scheduler, you want to schedule a meeting, and it also integrates into Office and Outlook, so you can do it through Outlook. And chat, so it has a synchronous chat, so whether you're online or offline, you'll have that chat capability, and people will see it, and we have emojis and all of that. So just quickly showing you, I want to do a quick meeting. So with one click, I just started a meeting, and a member of our audience is going to join from an iPhone. And while he does that, as you can see here, he already joined. He's moving the mouse. So one capability we have is, let's say I have a presentation, and he has questions, so he can just point at, what is this? And just, I'll see it's him. And obviously, if you have multiple people, you'll see them, and they can collaborate. You can whiteboard, so you can easily also do drawing circles. Is VoIP or dialing at the same time. So maybe you don't have a good bandwidth connection and you want to connect from a local or mobile line, you could do that. And we have global coverage. And it's very easy to add people here. I can invite someone, send an email, copy to a clipboard, and anything you would expect from you know a robust meeting solution. So that's that on the meeting side. Now let me show you TeamViewer. So this is TeamViewer 12. We launched it last year, end of calendar year. And one of the things we improved is scaling down to multiple form factors, but also making it fast. So we can now do 40 pages per second. And I want to start with connecting to a very small and unusual device. So right now, I'm connected to a Raspberry Pi. So this is a Raspberry Pi I just connected to. And as you can see, it was really fast, and I can literally just do anything as if I was sitting on it. So I could do run scripts, run commands, trigger activity. So without closing that window, now I'm going to connect to a bigger form factor. So I'm going to connect to a Windows server. So imagine I'm an IT pro or in a help desk department. I need to manage a server remotely. So here in this case, it's if I'm sitting right there, right? So this server is in Germany, by the way, and look at the speed. I can have like a dashboard view where it shows me specifics on this device or this server, like CPU, RAM, drive, security issue, you know, issues or triggers I want to see. I can also have some things like quick steps. For example, I want to open the system bar, so I just click that and I'm right here. I can, for example, have it make it a VoIP call. So maybe there's someone sitting at the server and I want to have a voice video dialogue while I'm helping that person. I can do that. I can record the session for customer satisfaction purposes. One thing we added is I can add a note. So maybe I fix the issue and I just want to leave a note. So when that person comes back and I say, problem solved, let us know if problems. Yeah, happy face. So whenever that person comes back, he'll see that like sticky note, just a nice touch from a support standpoint. One other thing I wanted to show you is I'm going to connect to a headless Linux device. So one thing we launched in the 11th release is the ability to connect to a Linux device. And this could be a point-of-sale system, it could be an ATM, it could be a controller. But basically, there's no desktop UI. I'm just connecting. In the old days, you would telnet to it to connect. And here, literally, as if I was sitting at the terminal, I could just type commands. And I just keep going. And same thing, I have all the options here. I can transfer files. I can record this. I can invite others to participate. So another scenario I want to show you is now I'm going to connect to a Linux system with a UI, so you can see the difference. So this is now a Red Hat machine. And you can see I have all the options here. Now, as I mentioned, all the other sessions I had open, they're still here. So I never closed them. They're still running. So that shows you the scale. Now, for the last part, I want to connect to a mobile device. So what I'm going to do is invite my colleague here, Holger, to come over. And first, I'm going to connect from my PC, from a big device, so you can see that. So I'm connected to this Galaxy 7 device. And the first thing I want you to notice here, I get some telemetry, so I get a dashboard where I can see the EMEA, the operating system, you know, CPU, RAM, battery. Then on the remote side, I can click home, for example, and now I'm home. I can go into apps, so I can see the apps. Now maybe there's a need for me to go in and see what are the apps that are running here, the version size, date installed. Maybe I need to uninstall something because it's giving me problems. Or likewise, maybe I want to see what processes are running that I need to shut down because there's issues. Or maybe I need just to push file, do some configuration, like example Wi-Fi, so I can edit that. I could also transfer files to that device and just tell the individual to execute. And I can also chat. So in this instance, I'm running an unattended mode. That means the agent is always running and expecting a TeamViewer request, and there's no approval to connect. But we can also do attended, obviously. And that means the person on the other side needs to accept the request, and we'll see who's connecting, and we'll see what's going on. So that's for mobile. But one thing I wanted to show you is one thing we launched this year is device to device. So I wanted to push the envelope. And that, this is an iPhone 7. That's a Galaxy 7. So in this example, and I'm sorry I can't project, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to that device from this device. And it's using a cloud network. So then you can see, this is an iPhone. This is the Android UI in my iPhone. And I don't know if you see there, I'm moving it. So one thing I want to do, so you see the latency. Oops, no, I don't want to run that. OK, there it is. So I want to turn on the camera. So now I want to take a photo of all of you, if you don't mind waving. Hold on, one, two, three. All right, nice picture. So I can see the photo already streamed back to my device from all of you. So we see this as a powerful solution as well. If I'm an IT technician, and I'm on the road, and I get a call from someone on the road and needs help, I can do that from my device. So I don't need to go run back to my desk. Obviously, I can connect also from here or there to a big device, you know, a PC, a desktop, a server. But enabling mobile was a high requested feature that we're happy to bring to the market, and you know, we encourage you to try it. So that's it for the demos and the presentation. Thank you for your time. What I encourage you to do is go to teamviewer.com, check it out. As I said, it's freemium for personal use, and for business use, there's trials and many mechanisms we provide for you to test it. Check out our new meeting app. It's ready to go, and we're happy to get feedback and see what you think, which is in blizz.com or teamviewer as well. So thank you for your time. We'll be here around if any questions.